Hey, thank you so much and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's great to start off the show with veteran actor Kevin Durand, and he's here to talk about his new movie called Dangerous. It is available on the 5th, just a couple days from Lionsgate. And you might remember I was speaking to director David Hackle a couple of years ago. Kevin, welcome to the show, and you've been in so many big movies. Do you still kind of get goosebumps a little bit when you hear a movie that you're in is about to release, or is it kind of like par for the course or like old hat at this point?
How you doing, Rick? It never gets tired for me. Every day on set, even. I was just talking about this yesterday with my castmate. As we were shooting a scene, I'm on location shooting in Toronto right now. And, you know, I just say, how bloody lucky are we? Yeah. You know? And then when they come out, it's kind of like Christmas, you know?
No doubt. And I know you're from Thunder Bay. And the first person I think of Thunder Bay is Paul Schaefer. Thunder Bay, how much are you guys, like if Paul Schaefer's walking down one side of the street, Kevin Durand on the other, where do the citizens run to?
Well, first off, I need you to change your thought process. When you think Thunder Bay, you got to think Kevin Durand now. Like, let's get this straight, Rick. You know, you're interviewing me, you don't have Paul Schaefer here, you think of me when you think of Thunder Bay. How about that?
I'll do that. Yeah.
You know what, Rick? I've never met Paul Schaefer. He went out into the world, leaving Thunder Bay, and did so many incredible things. You know, I would cross the street to go shake his hand and ask him for a picture. You know. So I don't know. I guess we'd all go to his side because I would definitely run there. We'd both be on the same side.
All right. Well done. And we'll get to the new movie in a second, but. I'm from Oakland, and I remember when Fruitvale Station came out, and I was lucky enough to have Michael B. Jordan on the show. And for you, what was that project like, knowing, you know, with the whole Oscar Grant situation, just what a huge deal that was in the Oakland community?
You know, it was interesting because at first I was really scared to do it. I didn't understand the importance of playing the side of the story that I did to make it seen and heard, and how important that actually was when I did that film. And Ryan Coogler called me, and basically within a couple of minutes talking to Ryan Coogler, who's from your hometown. Mm-hmm. The guy's just a genius. He's visionary. And he really made me aware of what I needed to do, and I was so grateful to get to be a part of it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, shooting on that, shooting at Fruitvale Station was probably one of the most visceral experiences I've had on film. Shooting with Michael and with Ryan just felt so insanely thick with reality and gravity and just kind of, and it enlightened me and enlightened the world a lot more as to, you know, the state of where we're at, you know, socially with these racial issues in the world right now.
No doubt. Yeah. And what was to come. All right. Let's talk about Dangerous. And I had, as I mentioned, Hackle, I might have said years ago, I had a couple of days ago, actually, on the show. And this is a project that when you get the script, because now as a working actor, as you are, you can, be choosy. What was it about this script that really spoke to you?
I love the take of you know, seeing the world through the eyes of someone who is completely unable to experience empathy and to be part of that minute percentage of sociopaths, psychopaths who also don't experience fear. It was just so interesting to me. It hooked me in right away. And then when I got to my character in it, I was like, oh, well, that would be just you know, delicious, fun. and I, you know, it turned out to be even greater than I believed it would be. When I saw it, I was like, this is fantastic. I can't wait for people to, you know, sit down in the theater and or on their couches and just be entertained. It's highly entertaining. It's so fun.
Very cool. Yeah. And just to give a thumbnail on the plot, Scott Eastwood plays the main protagonist, Dylan Forrester. He's a refined ex-con, but still a little bit of a crazy guy just trying to serve out his parole. His brother dies under mysterious circumstances, and then the game is afoot, so to speak. I always wonder when you film things out of order, does that bother you as an actor? It's like, well, because of the sun and because you have a beard, we're doing the last scene now. I mean, does that bother you at all?
Shooting this thing that I'm shooting right now, my end to the story was the first scene I shot, and it was. You just get used to it, and you have to just really do your homework. You have to read the script over and over and over again and really be clear about what it is you want to get to at those different moments throughout the script, because we don't have the, you know, the luxury of chronology.
No doubt. And when you've done so much TV and so many really good movies too, and I know people do a lot of movies, I mean, your list, you've got some really good ones, but are you ever sitting at home one day and half asleep going through the remote and you're like, oh, I forgot I was in The Echo or whatever?
You know, it's kind of a funny thing. I'm kind of a weird actor in the sense that I actually really love watching the stuff that I've been in, because it's the only way that I could learn. You know, the only way that we could really understand who we are is by truly looking inside ourselves and to see what I did, you know, 20, 25 years ago. I could see, a clear journey as to where I am now. And, I'm just grateful that there's so many things out there that I've done over the last, you know, 2.5-3 decades. It's just been it's an honor that people sit down and watch me and get a kick out of what I do, and then I get to go do it again and again and again, and I just love it.
No, it's great, and it's a testament to your talent that you keep getting these gigs. Last question for you: do you have one that's your all-time favorite? Because for me, I think probably the 3:10 to Yuma. I mean, with Crow and Bale and Fonda Foster. I mean, such a good, and people try to do Westerns all the time and they fail, and this one just worked so well. Do you have a favorite?
Dude, I was going to say 3:10 to Yuma, because from the day that we did the table read, you know, you got all these legends around the table. I'm still pretty kind of new, to the film industry at that point. But we all were just throwing absolute fire. Nobody was like, nobody called in the table read, you know, and you just look over at James Mangold and he was just smiling like a Cheshire cat, you know, and I was like, this is special, you know. And when I saw it, I love that. I love a tiny movie that I did called Dark Was the Night. It was the only time that I've ever had a chance to play the lead in the film. Mm-hmm. I really appreciate the fact that we made it for such little amount of money, and and the characters and the story, everything came through really clearly. Those are probably my two favorites as of now.
Dark Was the Night, subtitled Evil's Roots Run Deep.
Yeah,
I have to check that one out. But before we do that, we want to make sure in 3 days to see Dangerous. This is from Lionsgate, and it's coming out with our guest Kevin Durant. Kevin, hey, man, thanks for coming on the show. Congratulations on the film, and let's catch up soon.
It's great chatting with you, man.